One of the most controversial spending programs of this year's session passed its second committee stop Wednesday. The reservoir project championed by Senate President Joe Negron raises conflicting concerns with supporters and opponents. I'm Nick Evans. An hour before lawmakers arrived for the Senate's environmental spending panel, the hallway outside the third floor committee room was stifling, packed full with men and women in fluorescent yellow shirts voicing support for Senate President Joe Negron's reservoir. When staffers opened the door, they let people in one at a time to keep the room at occupancy. The issue drawing all these people to the Capitol was the subject of an emergency declaration last year: toxic algae blooms.
Normally, when the governor issues a state of emergency, some act of God has occurred.
This is Senator Rob Bradley.
We did this to ourselves. The guacamole water was released from Lake Okeechobee by human decisions and then dumped on our neighbors and made them sick and made their lives miserable.
The Fleming Island Republican is well known in the chamber for shepherding complex and controversial measures. And this year, he's taking the reins for a massive water storage plan.
This has been quite a journey so far. We're only in day two of session, and I feel like many of us have gotten to get to know each other pretty well.
But since the measure got started, there have been significant changes. In a 40-page amendment, Bradley tacked on water projects throughout the state to build additional support. The new bill dedicates funding to the Keys and to the St. John's River in Bradley's backyard. It also incorporates parts of a septic tank to sewer program backed by Governor Rick Scott. Many of the public speakers voice support for the plan, like Amber Moreno, who focuses on the environmental situation in the area and its impact on local economies.
So in the summer of 2016, I moved from my hometown of Delray Beach to Stuart, Florida, and for the first time, I saw the floodgates of hell open up. I watched my friends and family become sick. I saw the beautiful marine life slowly suffer and die. Boat captains, eco-tour guides, fishermen, and many of my friends have lost their job, and our local economy plummeted.
Those speaking against the proposal point to the economy as well, but more often they focus on the precarious employment situation in the area. Pahokee City Manager Chandler Williamson argues taking agricultural land out of production would hurt his community.
The city of Pahokee within itself has about 19% unemployment. As vibrant as the Glades is for sugarcane, sweet corn, and we are the epic center for agricultural production, this bill would not only significantly impact us directly economically, it would pretty much sink the Glades.
It's an issue highlighted by Minority Leader Oscar Brainin, the only lawmaker to vote against the proposal. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.